entourage on a caravan, and he did such a splendid job that she married him, and she was a rich widow. Those are the best kind. And he was almost 20 years her junior. She was almost 20 years older than he was. But she is she plays a major role in his life, because she is the one that supported him, that encouraged him. Her money was able to finance the adventure. And she bore him a daughter, the famous daughter of Muhammad, Fatima. And the years that he was married to her, were the most tranquil, normal time in his life. After her death, his lifestyle changes radically. Now, he was a firm opponent of idolatry, of paganism in all forms. The Arabs at that time were polytheistic, they were pagan. Muhammad objected to that in the worst way. It repelled him. And he claimed to have seen a vision in which the angel Gabriel came to him and told him that he was being given an assignment by God to go forth and preach to the Arabs the doctrine of monotheism, of one God, and the fact that all the idols should be eradicated and destroyed. He himself was greatly frightened by his vision, because in the streets of Mecca, there were many people who walked around and said they had visions. It's a very hot climate, and they all smoke hashish. And those are contributory facts to visions. And he did not want to be regarded as another visionary, another crazy man. And it is his wife's support here. His wife believed in the vision, and she believed in Muhammad, and she encouraged him, and he finally made the vision public, and he came forth. The harshest attack that we find in Jewish writings against Muhammad is by the Rambam, who in all of his works refers to Muhammad as Ish Meshugah, man who is insane. The Rambam, there was no doubt that he suffered from severe neurosis, if he was not in fact psychotic, and that the visions and his aberrations in character that we're going to discuss, his shifts from being a kind and gentle person to being a ruthless and cruel person, his shift from being from a monogamous marriage. When he died, he had 19 wives and 13 concubines, which is enough to kill any man. And his shifts in his viewpoints on life, and all of these shifts, by the way, can be seen in the Quran itself. The Quran is an accurate record that was kept by Muhammad and by his students and disciples of his thoughts and sayings. And the Quran is very contradictory, very self-contradictory. You can almost quote verses of the Quran to support anything. Depends what you want to pick and choose. That's an accurate description of his personality. He had very extreme highs and lows, peaks and valleys. The Rambam says it was mental illness. The Rambam says it straight out. Naturally, it's difficult to convince 600 million people that they're following